WLIR-FM, Hampton Bays.
From around the world to around the block, this is a WABC 77-second news update.
I'm Deborah Valentine. President Joe Biden has confirmed that a federal mandate that all federal workers either be vaccinated against COVID-19 or undergo the option of weekly testing is, in fact, under consideration. Here's the president.
It's under consideration right now, but if you're not vaccinated, you're not nearly as smart as I thought you were.
And reversing course, the Centers for Disease Control yesterday recommended that some vaccinated people wear masks indoors due to the spread of COVID-19 variants. The select committee investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol continues a second day of work today. Some New York lawmakers are asking for some big changes in campaign finance laws in New York, which allowed New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo to use $285,000 to pay his legal expenses related to investigations and nursing home death totals. A spokesperson for the governor defended the move and said this was a longstanding practice. The NYPD has arrested a suspect in three hate crime attacks in Queens targeting Muslims. Police say Naved Durney of Queens is charged with aggravated harassment. Police in Atlantic City, New Jersey, have arrested four men, including a Pennsylvania police officer, on charges of attempted child luring. Police say the arrests follow an operation by a concerned citizens group affiliated with the Colorado Ped Patrol. That's your 77-second WABC News update. Your forecast from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. Calling for a mostly sunny day today, or high in the upper 80s. And right now we have a reading of 73 degrees, partly sunny skies. I'm Deborah Valentine. A traffic and transit report is next, where the news never stops at WABCRadio.com.
It's been called the new socialism, the goals of which are universal basic income, free health care, free college, and more. Now, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and Joe Biden's proposed trillions in spending. Watch Rob Schmidt tonight and find out the real dangers of socialism. Newsmax is on all major cable systems or for free on streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax for news they can trust.
Sunshine and backyard barbecues are in the forecast. Get your home summer ready with custom window treatments from Blinds.com. Get a high-end look without the high-end price on Blinds.com's most popular outdoor shades and transform your backyard into the perfect weekend oasis with light-filtering shades that help block UV rays without obstructing your view. Plus, right now, Blinds.com is offering up to 35% off everything, making it a breeze to upgrade any room in your home. Visit Blinds.com to shop up to 35% off site-wide. That's Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tonight at 10 p.m., feisty, fearless, and fair. She's an Emmy-winning journalist from the White House to war zones, telling all sides of the story, talking to the biggest names, covering the biggest stories. She's Rita Cosby.
You have to fight, and you have to believe in what you have and believe in your country.
Tonight, listen to The Rita Cosby Show, weeknights at 10 on 77 WABC.
Attention savvy investors. Are you looking to hedge against inflation and receive steady monthly cash flow? How about the safety and security of a real estate investment without the hassles of being a landlord? Maybe you should cash out of some stock market risk and volatility and take some money off the table. Instead, receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted to 21%. NRIA is an industry-leading real estate development firm in its 15th year constructing strategically located, lower-risk, high-demand properties in unique neighborhoods based on supply-demand imbalance. Call 800-800-1414 to start your due diligence. A great fit for safety-oriented investors desiring monthly cash flow and diversification into carefully curated real estate. Learn more about the NRIA Real Estate Development Fund at NRIA.net or call 800-800-1414. That's 800-800-1414.
An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net.
Joe Nolan's here with traffic and transit.
All right, Deb, again, big delays coming inbound on the Long Island Expressway as you start to get in between Casino Boulevard and Main Street. Now, they've got a lot of this off to the side of the road now, so some good news here. There's still an ongoing investigation. There's at least one fatality involved in this. Again, one vehicle slammed into a tree. It happened around 4 o'clock this morning, so they probably still have at least another hour with this. But, again, it's all off on the shoulder, so the main travel lanes on the LIE have been reopened, but you're backed up to the Little Neck Parkway. Not the case in New Jersey. Eastbound Route 80 at Madison Avenue, that overturned dump truck. Two left lanes are going to be out of service, and you're backed up approaching exit 56 right through exit 58. New York State Thruway southbound at 9. That crash still there in the right lane. An alternate side again today is in effect. The supportive service of America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. Don't overpay for glasses. Get two pairs and a free exam for just $69.95. That's not just a better deal. It's America's Best. Book your exam online today in certain states. Eye exams provided by independent ophthalmologists. See store for details. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
We are New York. Bernie and Sid in the morning. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Bruce Springsteen, well, for Born in the USA, Cover Me. It's a big New Jersey hour coming up. Dr. Nicole Sapphire on the Delta variant comes up at 7:40. She lives in New Jersey. One of the stars of the Real Housewives of New Jersey, Dolores Catania, coming up at 7:25. But there's a big story about Bruce Springsteen today. So it turns out when you make this trip across the country. Good morning, Chad Lopez. How are you?
By the way, we have to acknowledge the hell that people have been going through coming in from Long Island. The Long Island Expressway was closed for 2 hours. That's why Gabby and Matt were
getting stuck in traffic.
They were late. It is hell.
It's literally
hell.
Route 80 is no good today either in Jersey. But
the good news is they just reopened all the lanes. It was closed for 2 hours.
Now it's open.
Now it is open, folks. So hang in there.
Okay. So they have all these rest stops in New Jersey, which I've stopped at many, many times. I think Vince Lombardi has one named after him. Some other people I've never heard of. Well, it turns out that they voted yesterday, and they're going to start using very famous New Jersey people to rename these rest stops. For example, John Bon Jovi is going to get a rest stop in New Jersey. Whitney Houston is going to get a rest stop in New Jersey. James Gandolfini, God rest his soul, Tony Soprano, he's going to get one in New Jersey.
As long as George Michael doesn't get one.
Dolores should get one. But anyway, Bruce Springsteen is not getting one. And folks are like, wait a second, whether you like Bruce or not. How do you not get Bruce Springsteen one in New Jersey? And it turns out they offered it to Bruce, and he said no. He said, it's a very nice honor. Thank you very much, but no thank you. So Springsteen turned down the state of New Jersey to have a rest stop named after him. I can't even imagine what that has to be like. Could you imagine the Bernie and Sid rest stop? In, like, Freeport, Long Island, people can stop and get a burger and make pee-pee and our names on the front.
A rest stop, I mean, I don't know. I'm ambivalent about it.
You
are? Yeah. I don't think I want that.
I would take that.
Okay. Well, you got it.
I don't have it.
I know people out on Long Island. Well, you know, there are no rest stops on the LID or the Northern State.
No, there's none. No. Jersey's got a ton.
But there are a lot of trees, which I've utilized.
Right, like the Palisades.
On the parkways. Yeah, but there are no rest stops. It makes no sense.
Ah, oh, that's funny.
Hey, listen, we're going to talk to Dr. Nicole Sapphire, but this is a big deal. It's a mask mandate. Oh. This CDC lady, she didn't even have the courage to come out and face the press.
Well, by the way, it's not a mandate. It's a suggestion.
Right, it's a guideline.
Right.
It's a guideline.
The problem
she
is,
says that they should. That she's telling people you should mandate people who are vaccinated wear masks indoors.
And the problem is, to your point, it is going to become a mandate based upon that ridiculous recommendation.
Well, we'll see. I mean, Governor Cuomo, didn't they strip him of his powers to enact all these things?
No.
I thought they did.
It's
in the wake of his...
It's very complicated. He did lose some of his powers, but not all of them.
Well,
he's still a superhero.
So these people, they really have some onion. And the worst part about it is the kids. They're saying that teachers and kids should, all schools should wear masks. But it should be mandated that they wear masks in September, which is so cruel. I mean, it's terrible. It's evil. And it's partially, the teachers' unions. But as I mentioned before, only 335 kids died of COVID since the beginning of the pandemic. All of them had serious comorbidities. Not one healthy kid died of COVID, and yet we're going to suffocate these kids in schools. This is really, really irresponsible. And Joe Biden, by the way, said this in May. Listen to him.
If you've been fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Let me repeat. If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
So this is a complete disaster for these people.
Right.
Their messaging is all confused. Dr. Fauci, again, nowhere to be found yesterday.
No.
Not taking no questions, not answering any questions. If you're vaccinated, why do you have to wear a mask?
Well, the CDC said the same thing. It doesn't matter. They change it weekly, and they make excuses. And I saw a doctor on with Shepard Smith yesterday, and he asked that question. He said, you just told us you don't need to wear a mask. And he said, that's not how medicine and science works. Things are fluid. Things change. And yes, maybe a month ago you didn't have to, but today you have to.
Excuse me. They have cited no science
to
back this up whatsoever.
Listen, nothing
changed.
I agree with you, but that's going to be their argument. And I got to tell you this. My son has not been in his schoolhouse since March of 2019 or 2020. He was looking forward to going back to school in September, Gabriel, to be with his friends. And once he heard he may have to wear a mask, we are really considering once again keeping him home. More remote learning.
So they're actually going to offer this hybrid learning to people?
I believe his school will, because it's a six-figure private school. But I can't tell you public schools will do that.
Then you'll be able to actually hear them tell him that all cops are racist, that his daddy is racist and mommy. So look at the bright side of things, Sid. Right. No, you're right. Even the fake news people are questioning the Biden administration and their mixed messaging. You had none other than CNN's Aaron Burnett echoing your boy with the makeup, Shep Smith. Listen.
We all remember at the very beginning here, mask up even if you're vaccinated because you could spread it. And then guess what? You can't spread it. And now, oh my gosh, now you can maybe spread it. And they're making the change to the masking guidance based on unpublished data. But it shows that vaccinated and unvaccinated people infected by the Delta variant can have the same viral load. It's really confusing. And it does beg the question of, do they really know?
Yeah. Do they know? In other words, people like they were lambasting people like Tucker Carlson and others for questioning the efficacy of the vaccine. And by the way, most it's not people who watch Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson and, you know, the Trump-type people, they're usually older, they're conservative. They're all vaxxed up. It's two-thirds of the minorities in this country are not vaccinated.
That's right.
You have young people who are not vaccinated or really not political or tend to lean, you know, communist. And also, in New York City here, one-third of our health workers are not vaccinated. Why not?
Well, they're going to make that mandatory, I think.
But people have been asking those questions. But why are they hesitant to get the vaccine? It isn't because they're listening to Tucker Carlson. If they live in New York City, they're hardly MAGA-type people. So when they lambast Tucker Carlson and say he's a conspiracy theory, censor him, and then they take this action and they say vaxxed people should wear masks, what is going on?
I don't know. Well, can you tell me why some of these people, including these NFL players that are ready, willing, and able to forfeit $5, $6, $7 million and opt out and not play this season because they don't want to get vaccinated? Why not? What is going on? I get it. In the beginning, I didn't want to either. Government's not going to tell me what to do, blah, blah, blah. And then practicality sets in, right? And you want to live a normal life and you get vaccinated. What is with this I'm not doing it deal? What is that all about?
First of all, if you're black, you remember the Tuskegee experiment.
Oh, hold on. You think DeAndre Hopkins has any idea what the Tuskegee experiment is, honestly? Or Ezekiel Elliott?
They're just distrustful of the government. As a matter of fact, there was this black congressman who was on with, he's from Florida, his name is Byron Donalds. Yes, he's a Republican, and he's actually a great congressman. And Fredo, of all people, Fredo, the guy who was who broke quarantine when he was infected, who's walking around his building not wearing a mask while he was supposed to be wearing a mask, this guy's lecturing Byron Donalds, a black man, on freedom.
I'm not doing it because
I know, but that's just because
you're a free person. Hold on, Byron. That doesn't make you just a free person. All right, freedom isn't just defined as the bold and ability to be strong and wrong. It's about doing the right thing.
Oh,
if your
God.
Answer is just then, well, I don't care what they say. This is me. I'm an American.
Oh, my God.
That is being dumb as a proxy for being bold.
Will somebody please punch Chris Cuomo across the face?
What a punk.
Please.
What a punk.
Please.
I mean, and this
he's the biggest douchebag. He doesn't follow any rules.
And let's not forget, his brother murdered 15,000 old people.
Maybe 18,000.
I mean, might want to shut up there.
Who cares?
Who the hell?
That's life.
He think he is
with his choreographed, orchestrated walk up from the basement that was complete nonsense and fake.
Exactly. There you have. And CNN, they've been wrong about everything. So if they're telling you to vax up, I mean, that's a disincentive to vaccinate. They were wrong about everything, about the collusion, the hoaxes, the very fine people. You name it. I can't even think of the hoaxes. The NASCAR news hoax, Smollett, all of it. The Kavanaugh, the kids from Kentucky, whatever the hell the name of that, Covington kids.
Yes, yeah,
in other words, they've been wrong about
everything.
Single damn thing.
Yeah.
And now they're so cocksure that you should get vaccinated that you have Fredo lecturing a black man on freedom.
Freedom.
Yeah, freedom.
Yeah. I did see a doctor last night say that a way to get around this, as if we haven't done enough, right, going back and forth to Maimonides for two shots, is the third shot, the booster shot. And I'm saying to myself, wait a second. It took me a long time to agree, but I finally agreed to get the two. If you think you're going to keep shooting me up every couple of months with this stuff, now you're getting crazy. I mean, I'm not against, it's fine, I get it, but this doctor was saying the third shot, the booster, may be the key to getting past all of this.
Well, listen, I'm not against taking it, but I respect people's right not to. People, especially who have had the virus before, they're okay. They don't need to get vaccinated. And the one other hoax that we're wrong about, one of the most damning, dangerous hoaxes, the hands up, don't shoot hoax. CNN was wrong about that. Bill de Blasio weighed in yesterday, and listen to what he said.
We've got to shake people at this point and say, come on now, we tried voluntary, we could not have been more kind and compassionate as a country. Free testing everywhere you turn, incentives, friendly, warm embrace. The voluntary phase is over. It's time for mandates, because it's the only way to protect our people.
Who do these people think they are?
I don't know.
What happened to my body, my choice? It's a free country.
Yeah.
You do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Why are vaccinated people worried about what other people do? Why should they be? I'm not. Do whatever you want. I'm fine. Do it. You don't want to get it? You want to die? And you have the media actually gloating over people who died from the vaccine, who were bragging that they didn't get died from the Delta variant, bragging they didn't get the vaccine, and the media gloating over their deaths.
I know. Bo Deedle sent me a text. He says, watching these Capitol police officers was very embarrassing to every cop in America. Big men crying like babies on Capitol Hill. Why was there no outrage with BLM beating cops, robbing stores, setting fires? This is a disgrace. I wonder how many of these guys got medals, maybe by letting people into the Capitol. Love, Bo.
All of these a sudden, the Democrats, they care about cops, and they want to hear from cops.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. Only a select few who are definitely partisan, and Jim Banks said in the clip I played earlier, all of it scripted, and they were stumbling around trying to read what Nancy Pelosi wrote for them. It was really embarrassing.
A big celebrity softball game coming up August 12th, Maimonides Park in Brooklyn. The Real Housewives of New Jersey, all of them led by Dolores Catania, taking on the medical staff at Maimonides. By the way, very happy birthday today to Heshy Augenbaum.
Heshy, very wise, the sage Heshy Augenbaum. Happy birthday to a man who went through hell with COVID himself.
Yes, he did. But he came out on the other side. He also got vaccinated at that hospital just like we all did. Anyway, Dolores talking about this big softball game. You're going to want to go. She's coming up next on the Wednesday edition of Bernie and Sid.
You having a good time, Joe?
I got hairy legs.
Listen to your favorite shows live and on demand 24/7. Download the 77 WABC mobile app now. WABC Traffic and Transit.
Well, again, good morning, everybody. Inbound LIE, bumper to bumper, Lake Success through Casino Boulevard. Right shoulder again, still going to be blocked with that bad accident. Again, the car went off the roadway into the tree, so it's still there. They've got the lanes open, but the accident itself is still there, so it's going to be slow getting through. Now, if you're on the inbound George Washington Bridge, the upper level, a disabled tractor trailer left in center lane, eastbound 80. We're packed around Garrett Mountain again from 54 to 58. An overturned dump truck there, that's still being cleared. And alternate side of the street, parking rules and regulations again today are in effect. This is Board of Service of America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. Don't overpay for glasses. Get two pairs and a free exam, $69.95. That's not just a better deal, it's America's Best. Book your exam online today in certain states. Eye exams provided by independent ophthalmologists. See store for details. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition next on 77 WABC.
Greg Kelly, entertaining and informative.
So many people in the media these days, they just
kind of want to be on TV. And now it's everywhere. With our stupid phones in our pocket, we take those pictures and we put them on Instagram. It's a facsimile of fame in your pocket. And that's all anybody seems to want these days, is a little jolt of attention. They don't want to do the work.
Greg Kelly, weekdays from 1 to 3 p.m. before Rudy Giuliani on 77 WABC.
Rudy Giuliani here. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been honoring America's heroes ever since. The foundation is bringing 200 mortgage-free homes to Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children, and to the nation's most catastrophically injured veterans and first responders this year. To honor the fallen, Frank Siller is connecting where America was attacked, on foot, the Pentagon, Shanksville, and downtown Manhattan, where he arrives the morning of September 11. Thanks to your support, Towers of Light are to fill the sky at the Pentagon and Shanksville memorials again this year. People lost to September 11 related illnesses are being honored at a ceremony September 12th for the first time. And another first is planned for Veterans Day. Those lost in the War on Terror are having their names read aloud. Honor the vow to never forget. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. You thinking about selling your house? You owe it to yourself to call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a no-obligation consultation. This is not your typical real estate broker. It's a company you can trust. Calamine & Company always put the seller's needs above everything else. Louis Calamine needs a dedicated team of professionals who combine old-school values with cutting-edge technology. Their deals always get closed, stress-free, and for top dollar. They have an unprecedented 100% success rate. That's right, no failed listings at Calamine & Company. They've also earned perfect ratings and reviews across the board. Please go online and read Calamine & Company's incredible testimonials for yourself. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by attorneys, executors, administrators, and the surrogates court. Offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, Manhattan, and coming soon to New Jersey. Visit Calamine.com or call 718-998-1100. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, investors, Bill O'Reilly here. Are you sitting on capital or wanting to diversify? The NRIA Real Estate Development Fund provides returns right now. They capitalize on strategic markets. They offer payouts of 10% annualized returns plus bonuses up to 21%. They are a 15-year industry leader who have seen it all. Start your due diligence at NRIA.net or call 800-800-1414. That's easy. 800-800-1414.
An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net.
On this Wednesday, let's talk tattoos, ink, tats. My question is, why? Why do people want to put a bat on their necks? Why? The Bible says we are all made in the image of God. Well, that might be a problem if the deity doesn't have a panther on his or her thigh. Baseball, basketball players, lots of them have tats. Mostly, they do not look good. And baseball guys now have beards. So why not the Cleveland Hells Angels if Indians is no good? Women who have visible tattoos are interesting. That's all I'm going to say. Dennis Miller, however, thinks that ladies who have dolphins on their skin may regret it with age as the dolphins swim south. But I would never imply that. Summing up, as for me, I'm going out the way I came in. God gave me skin. I don't think it needs to be improved by some tattoo guy named Butch. I could be wrong. Now this. This year marks 20 years since September 11, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's heroes ever since that terrible day. When a first responder or military service member does not return home, Tunnel of Towers pays off the mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family some stability. Donate just $11 a month to make a difference at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
Folks, if you're a parent like me, I'm a parent twice, Ava 17, Gabriel 12, you need to know about a product you must have to be used on anyone you love to save their life. My kids are everything to me. I'm sure yours are to you, too. I know they are. The stats for choking are staggering, frightening. Did you know one child chokes to death every 5 days? That's over 5,000 people a year that choke to death. So my friend Arthur comes along. He's a brilliant guy, good businessman, very handsome, by the way. And the product is LifeVac, L-I-F-E-V-A-C. The reports on this product are incredible. Countless stories worldwide of how LifeVac has saved lives. People all ages saved from choking anything accidentally. LifeVac can stop a senseless tragedy today. The LifeVac device is the only non-invasive portable airway clearing device in the world, proven effective and easy to use. It's also very, very light. If you see your child or family member choking, wouldn't you want to be protected? So from one parent, that's me, Sid Rosenberg, to another, protect your family with a LifeVac today. Do it today. Go to LifeVac.net. That's LifeVac.net. Use the promo code WABC and get 10% off this life-saving product. That's LifeVac.net. One more time, LifeVac.net.
Ernie and Sid.
August 12th at Maimonides Ballpark. We were there just 2 weeks ago. Margo Katsimatidis did an amazing job throwing out that first pitch. She was great. John and Margo were great that day. We're going back. August 12th, it is the Real Housewives of New Jersey, led by the best of them all, the star of that show, Dolores Catania, taking on the medical staff at Maimonides. Guys like Dr. Patrick Borgen, Dr. Macy, all these wannabe New York Mets superstars. Mike, my guy Mike A.
Yes.
Can't say his last name, but he knows what I'm talking about. So the game is coming up on August the 12th.
Is it a bad word or?
It's Antonidas or something.
Oh,
no,
oh,
it's, just,
it's
a long Greek name. I don't
see,
know.
I see,
he's
I see.
A big shot there, and his kid Nico is a big time
baseball Greek freak. Mike the Greek freak.
There you go. So Dolores is in charge of this big event. Couldn't find a better person to do it, and here she is, back again on the Bernie and Sid show, the star of the Real Housewives of New Jersey as we speak, filming season 12. The beautiful Dolores Catania. Good morning, Dolores.
Hello, Dolores.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. Sid, you have Valerie blushing over here, I have to tell you.
Valerie is Dolores' mother, and she's just the sweetest, nicest, most beautiful woman you'll ever meet. And we wish her well, and I'm glad Valerie is blushing, and we love her. Bernie and Sid love Valerie. We do. We love her.
Love you, too.
There she is. Thank you, Val.
Hi, Bern.
Hello, Dolores.
She's one of your people. She's Irish.
I love it. Dolores Catania's mom is an Irish lass.
She must be a beautiful woman. But you got to look.
And the apple didn't fall far from the tree, I got to tell you.
You got to love her. Look, she's one of your people, Bern.
Yeah.
Well, that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
It's true.
Yeah. So, listen, Dolores, August 12th is this big, big event going down at Maimonides Ballpark in Brooklyn. Tell folks about game and how I can get their tickets.
Well, this is the second, right? What is it? The second game that Maimonides is having, the second softball game?
Well, they're actually calling it the second annual Battle for Brooklyn because the first one was me and Bernard, and you're the second one.
Well, I'm a fan of a lot here. Maimonides is an amazing hospital. And Brooklyn people are my favorite. So I'm excited. The whole cast of the housewives, including the husbands, will be playing, and we're playing against Maimonides All-Stars. So it's going to be some event, and a lot of housewives from other franchises will be there, including some mob wives. So the crowd is going to be something to see in itself. So I'm excited. And, yeah, get your tickets, everybody that's listening. Tell me more about it, Sid, because I think you have a lot to do. What else is going on here?
Well, I didn't know that, like, Renee Graziano and the Mob Wives were coming, too. But
Janine Notorious, Big Ange's sister and her whole family.
Oh, the whole family's coming.
Big Ange. Wow.
How about that?
There was only one Big Ange, the biggest star of all.
She died, though, right?
Yes, she did.
Yeah, she died.
Yes, she did. It's
but you did say the husbands, like your ex-husband Frank and Joe Gorga, even guys like Tiki Barber, they're going to be at this game, too.
Tiki Barber will be there. Tiki and his wife will be on the team. And Big Frank, who I don't know how good of a softball player he is. His legs are too big to run. I don't know what he's going to do, but he'll be there. Joe Gorga, Evan Goldschneider, who's very athletic. So, you know, it's going to be something. Who else? Oh, even Bill Aiden, Joe Beningo, we love him.
Bro. Hey,
Beningo.
Dolores.
Bernie, you better be there. That's all I'm saying. I know you watch the show now. You're a part of it.
I do. I love the show, and you're great on it. And by the way, have you been, what position do you like and to play? Will you be playing, and have you been practicing for the softball game?
Unfortunately, I've had no time to practice. I used to play, Mom. When did I play? I was like a like 10. I don't know. I was a catcher. Okay, by the way. Anyway, that was my position. I'm not sure what I'm doing. I know I'm the coach of the team. I'm the big shot there. It's my event. I'm just so excited. So I'll figure it out. Lauren Scal is going to be on with us. She's going to be first base coach.
She's the weather lady at Channel 4. I watch her every morning. Very nice
you
lady.
You do?
Yeah, every
she's
single morning.
She's the nicest person. She's a little mitzvah partner with me. We give out toys to Maimonides' kids at Christmas. So she's great. I've had a lot of people reach out to be a part of it. You know, it gives you a lot of faith in humanity these days when something like this comes up. And people like you help us. And it's just really exciting.
I just got a text from the aforementioned Joe Beningo, Margaret's husband, said, go Sid. Joe will be out there playing again. Not the Joe Beningo from the fan, his first cousin.
Bro.
The other Joe Beningo. Bro. So, Dolores, for
he's
folks.
He's like my boyfriend, Joe. He's the best guy. Joe, you're listening. You know how I feel. He's the best.
He is the best guy. So, for folks who are excited about this, and you can learn more at, of course, Dolores' Instagram, at Dolores Catania, even mine, at Rosenberg.Sydney. For folks who want to get tickets, Dolores, what should they do? What's the easiest way to purchase tickets for 2 weeks from tomorrow?
BattleForBrooklyn.org. That's where you go.
Battle, the it's number four. That's the number four, not the word, right?
Right. So it's BattleForBrooklyn.org.
All right. And everybody's coming, right? Teresa and all of them. All the girls
Teresa
will be there.
And Louie, her boyfriend Louie, they had a year anniversary yesterday.
Nice.
Yes. So and the whole cast.
The whole cast. And the Mob Wives and Lauren Scala, for God's sake.
Huge.
Kind of star-studded.
Lauren Scala. Leah from New York will be there.
Oh, Leah, I just watched her last night. I did watch Ebony and that crew last night. And starting pitcher.
Ebony's coming.
Oh, she is
I'm
coming.
I'm telling you, haven't. Yes, okay. Ebony's coming also. So Martin Snow, Leah's coach partner there that's on TV all the time with her. Well, so there's going to be a lot. There's actually more. I just haven't seen my RSVPs yet.
Well, maybe possibly some fights among the Real Housewives.
Could happen.
You know,
sure.
It's always a possibility.
It's it always is, right?
Dwight Gooden is going to pitch for the New Jersey team. Yes, he already gave me the confirmation. He's going to be the starting pitcher. So they've got a lot of star power there. Well, Dolores, listen, it's going to be great. And
it's
a great endeavor. What you're doing is very nice. You do great work for that hospital, and that's why you received that beautiful award last summer. Very deserved. So congratulations.
Well,
of course,
I have to say a happy birthday to Heshy. Sorry to cut you off, Heshy. I wish you the happiest birthday ever.
Absolutely.
There you have it. And, of course, Valerie, you know you're still listening. We love you. Good luck to you, and you be well so we can enjoy this game in a couple of weeks. Okay, Valerie?
She said thank you.
All righty. Valerie, baby, you're the best. And Dolores, you are a bad woman, Dolores. You are a bad woman.
I know.
We'll see you later.
August,
good luck.
August 12th.
Take care. August 12th. You too.
Listen, traffic and sports next, but right now it is time for the 77 WABC Clip of the Day. Listen to Charlie Kirk weekdays at noon. Here, Charlie talks about our government.
Why was the intel agencies or the bureau going around to certain right-wing personalities telling them not to visit Washington, D.C. on January 6th? Why was that? Why do we not know who planted the pipe bombs? Why is there so much footage that has yet to be released? Why are the people that went into the Capitol and took selfies in solitary confinement, like they're Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber? So this is the priority of our government. Andrew Cuomo and Gretchen Whitmer send infected Chinese coronavirus patients into nursing homes, and the Department of Justice says we're not interested.
He's brilliant, Charlie Kirk, every weekday at noon here on 77 WABC. Joe Nolan, that westbound LIE thing, how's it looking now?
It's still basically about the same, but I love the hat you got on there. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, thanks. He's watching.
Got it on right
here. That's right. The Rangers, Army Rangers.
Yep, Army Rangers. Inbound Long Island Expressway, Bernie, we're backed up Lake Success all the way through Casino Boulevard. Accident investigation, it's still there. It's off on the right shoulder. It is still in the process of being cleared. Now, it was closed. All lanes were closed for quite a while, actually, and then they've just kind of shoved it all off to the shoulder as they continue to investigate what's going on there. Eastbound on Route 80, we're still packed between exits 54 to exit 58. Again, that overturned dump truck, there's debris all over the place. They're ultimately opening and closing again the two left lanes. New York State Thruway southbound exit 9, right lane going to be out. Inbound George Washington Bridge, a 20-minute delay, 15 at the Lincoln and Holland. And on the Garden State Parkway northbound at exit 89A, there is a vehicle fire in the right lane. And alternate side of the street parking rules again today are going to be in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic Talk Radio 77 WABC.
This is Sid on Sports.
Oh, my God!
On 77 WABC.
All right, from the big celebrity softball game at Maimonides to actual baseball last night, the Yankees and the Rays. And the Yankees win again. They're playing much better baseball. They get by Tampa 4-3. The new kid, Ryan Lamar, with a big home run for the Yanks last night.
That one is hit to right field and deep. Going back, Margot on the track at the wall. See ya! A home run the other way for Lamar. And the Yankees lead 4-2.
It's our friend Michael Kay on the call, Yes Network. With the win, the Yankees improved to 52-47. They're still 9 back of Joe Abud's division-leading Boston Red Sox. Of course, they'll play Tampa Bay again later on tonight. Yankees come off the win. The news not so good for the Mets. A big night for Riley and the Braves. He had a grand slam home run, knocked in 6 runs in all, and the Mets get blown out at Citi 12-5 by Atlanta. Metropolitans, of course, are still in first place, leading the Phillies by 3.5 games. The record is now at 53-46. They've got a 4-game lead over the Braves as well, and they will once again play Atlanta in Citi Field in Queens later on tonight. Sports brought to you by Pete Morgan and Peerless Boilers. Check them out, peerlessboilers.com, paviliontankless.com. They do build America's best boilers. A win for the Yankees, a loss for the Mets. With sports, I'm Sid.
Power of information 24/7. Download the all-new 77 WABC mobile app.
Individual rates, coverage offerings, and savings may vary, subject to terms and conditions, not available in all areas. If you're a small business owner, things may have gotten tougher lately. You're probably looking for savings wherever you can find them. So you may be surprised to hear that most small businesses overpay for workers' compensation insurance. Many insurance companies just aren't set up to give small businesses the savings they deserve. But Pi Insurance was created to change that. We serve small businesses exclusively, and we can save you up to 30%. You owe it to yourself to find out if you're overpaying. Just get a quote right from your computer or smartphone at trypi.com. Pi Insurance is a no-brainer. With our simple online experience and outstanding service, we're rated excellent on Trustpilot by our customers, who tell us Pi is fast, affordable, and easy to work with. As easy as Pi, in fact. Savings matter now more than ever. Isn't it worth taking 3 minutes to find out if you're overpaying for workers' comp? Ask your insurance agent for Pi Insurance or get a quote today at trypi.com. That's TRYPIE.com.
We are honored that U.S. News & World Report has ranked 3 Hackensack Meridian Health Hospitals among the best in New Jersey. Hackensack University Medical Center was ranked number 1 in the state, while also ranking nationally in 3 specialties. Joseph M. Sanzari Children's Hospital at Hackensack University Medical Center ranked as the state's number one children's hospital. And JFK Johnson Rehabilitation Institute has been ranked among the best rehabilitation hospitals in the country. Learn more at HackensackMeridianHealth.org.
Joan Hamburg here, and I'm going to share with you one of my great pleasures. A bath fitter that literally fit over my old bathtub. It's gorgeous. It's the best stress reliever you can have. No mess installing. They do it in a day. Over 2 million satisfied customers. Great financing options. Call Bath Fitter now. You tell them Joan sent you. 877-792-BATH. 877-792-BATH. Bath.
Folks, as you know, my friend Mike Lindell, he's been helping people sleep, get a great night's sleep for a long time. He has a passion for this. Now, he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule, and I'm sure yours as well, folks. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra-soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you ain't never going to want to sleep on anything else, folks. I got to tell you, it's like sleeping in a 4-star hotel with these Giza Dream sheets, which come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer for our listeners right here. You will receive a 2-for-1 low price plus free shipping. Here's what you do. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener's square, and use the promo code WABC. While you're there, you're not going to find only this amazing offer only, but also deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products as well, including the MyPillow mattress top and the MyPillow towel sets, the doggy beds, all of them. They're terrific. And again, you know Mike Lindell, he's under siege from the cancel culture, so he needs your love and support at about this time, the vicious cancel culture. In return, you get great products. And what you do again is go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use that promo code WABC, or you can call MyPillow at this number, 1-800-887-2185. That's 1-800-887-2185. Again, MyPillow.com. But either the number or the website, use that promo code WABC.
This is the news and talk station of New York with Bernie and Sid in the morning.
What is going on?
Real. New York, 77 WABC.
Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why?
You know, her brother, Richard Carpenter, this is, of course, the angelic voice of the late, great Karen Carpenter. Richard was on Orlando's show last week, I think.
Whose show?
Tony Orlando.
Oh, yes, yeah. yes, that's right.
It's a big deal.
We talked to him about it.
Yes, we did. Yeah. Close to you. The Carpenters at 7:43 on your Wednesday morning. Once again, thanks to Dolores Catania. Buy those tickets, folks. Battle, the number 4, Brooklyn.org. Battleforbrooklyn.org coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow. Here's another friend of Dolores. She happens to be a big-time doctor, senior correspondent at Fox News, and the author of not one but two great books, Make America Healthy Again, and her latest release, big-time book, Panic Attack. And, of course, a Bernie and Sid fave on this very newsworthy morning. It is the lovely Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Doc, how are you?
What's up, Doc?
Gentlemen, thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Gentlemen, I like that. We don't get called that often, just so you know, Nick. Hey, listen, I couldn't believe what I saw yesterday. The CDC, they change their mind literally on a daily basis. We don't need to wear masks. We've been vaccinated. Now they come out yesterday, and they reverse course. Even if you've been vaccinated, their recommendation is wear a mask inside. My fear is that cities and states across the country will run with that and put us right back where we were months and months ago. Please tell me I'm wrong, Nicole, even though I know I'm not.
Well, so listen, first of all, you know I am never shy to criticize how the pandemic has been handled. I do understand why the CDC came out with some updated guidelines when it comes to the Delta variant. The Delta variant is much more contagious, and you know, they're having some data that shows that maybe people who are having these breakthrough infections who have been vaccinated, albeit extremely, extremely rare, but they've tested their viral loads, and they're suggesting that maybe their viral loads are high enough that they could be transmitting it to other people. But here's the thing. I'm really tired of these major announcements and then subsequent policy decisions and mandates on maybes and possibilities. We are far too into this pandemic to be making such decisions like this that are polarizing with a lack of data. It doesn't work for us. And while the message yesterday should have been, guys, you have to go out and get vaccinated, it's the only way to lessen viral transmission and stop these variants from developing. But that was completely muddied into what turned out as they really just focused on, hey, vaccinated people, you have to change again. Now, the good news is they did give metrics. They didn't say everyone needs to put a mask on again, regardless of where you are. They said, listen, if you're in an area with high transmission, you should wear a mask. I don't necessarily agree with universal masking indoors, even in areas of high transmission, but I certainly believe the people who are at higher risk for those severe breakthrough infections, like those over the age of 65, or who have some sort of immunosuppression, yes, if I was one of those people, I absolutely would be wearing a good medical-grade mask if I were congregating indoors with a bunch of people I don't know, even if I was vaccinated, because of the Delta variant. But that doesn't mean that everyone who's vaccinated needs to do that, because these breakthrough severe infections are very rare, about less than 5,000 out of the 160 million Americans who have been vaccinated.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Dr. Nicole Sapphire, Dr. Walensky, the head of the CDC, first of all, she does a conference call. Why didn't she stand up in front of reporters, take questions, her and Fauci, by the way, and answer, you know, some back and forth? And as you point out, this is a quote from her. Some vax people who are infected may spread the virus. Well, I would ask her, cite the science, as you point out. How many vaccinated people get infected? Percentages. Give us the percentage. Give us the facts. I mean, was there some new science, some new study that came out? We don't know. They never mentioned it yesterday. No.
We're quoting a preprint data, but it doesn't actually show that vaccinated people who have breakthrough infections are transmitting the virus. It's more of a scientific showing that they were just measuring the viral loads, and maybe with those viral loads, they could transmit it. That's not helpful. We need solid contact tracing to prove that these vaccinated individuals who are having breakthrough cases, again, the very rare occurrences, that they're actually contributing to spread. And I can tell you, it would be a nominal amount. But now let's switch gears to the other aspect of what came out of yesterday. The fact that they said all K-12s need to wear masks, whether vaccinated or not, adults and children, and it has no bearing on whether or not there's high community transmission. That is the most asinine thing that could have come out of their mouth. And it's extremely frustrating because, again, they have a real problem with data collection. Nothing came out to make that change. Just all they said was, you know what, vaccinated people can maybe, perhaps, rarely, possibly, who knows, transmit the virus. And maybe, who knows, children may get a cold from it. You have to remember, there have been less than 400 children who have died from COVID-19. And again, while any death is tragic, especially in a child, we need to keep things in perspective. We have more children who die in car accidents every day, accidental drownings, other respiratory virus infections. And yet I don't see CDC Director Walensky coming out saying kids can no longer be in cars, kids can no longer be within 100 feet of a pool. We always need to have a mask on. How about they come forth and say, hey, listen, if you have local outbreaks of COVID-19 within a school, then maybe we need to do some mitigation efforts. Maybe we should temporarily mask and do some testing. That's just fair. Like we do with flus. If there's a local outbreak of flu in a school, sometimes they close down for a week just to kind of give everyone a chance to catch up. But to say everyone needs to be masked right now when we have data, ample data, that shows that this virus has very low risk to young children, especially under 12, the risk of mask wearing in this population certainly does not outweigh the benefits of lowering viral transmission. In fact, we know that schools really play very little role in community transmission.
Dr. Nicole Sapphire here on the Bernie and Sid Show. By the way, the majority, if not all of those kids, had comorbidities, so 300 or 400 that died
all
on top
of
that. Right,
every
all of them.
One
so,
of them.
Right. But, you know, I did see this doctor on with Shepard Smith yesterday, and he was saying there's a major difference between the UK variant, which we really thought we beat back in March and April with the vaccines. We thought we beat it, and the Delta variant that now seems to be causing and wreaking more havoc. Now, of course, it's a liberal channel. You know where this doctor is coming from, and don't tell me it's not about politics, because it is. But his point was the Delta variant is much different than the UK variant, and we are not beating the Delta variant. What about that?
Well, so first of all, Delta variant is different from the Alpha UK variant, and but that's okay. We expect variants to arise. The goal is we want to make sure future variants don't arise that will completely escape existing immunity. And while we are seeing more breakthrough cases with Delta than we did Alpha, the great news is all of the vaccines are doing what's called uncoupling cases from severe illness. As you see, the cases are rising, but there is not the same rise in hospitalizations and deaths. And the UK saw this as well. And the UK is already on their way down. So we're probably 2 to 3 weeks behind the UK, which we always have been. The Delta variant is absolutely more contagious than prior variants, and it is replicating faster in people, which is causing people to have a higher viral load, which makes people more symptomatic. It's sending some younger people to the hospital who maybe wouldn't have been hospitalized with Alpha. But again, it is not causing more deaths, and 99% of the people who are dying of the Delta variant are not vaccinated. So the message is, while I respect everyone's medical freedoms and I do not agree with blanket vaccine mandates, I can tell you, based on the data and science, vaccinating yourself is the best way to protect yourself and those around you from severe disease.
You know, back to the kids, Dr. Nicole Sapphire, who wrote the book called Panic Attack. It's a very edifying book on the politics of the pandemic and everything else. Dr. Sapphire, you know, this protecting the kid. We're protecting kids from a virus that really doesn't hurt them. The masks hurt them. It suffocates them. It traumatizes them. And yet, you wrote about the politics, so I'm going to bring this up. This seems like a teachers' union thing. I mean, if you mandate that all the teachers get vaccinated, you wouldn't have to make the kids wear masks. Am I wrong?
Well, so that's the thing. I think about 80% of all teachers have been vaccinated, but based on the CDC's latest recommendations, whether they're vaccinated or not, they want everyone to wear masks. Now, remember a year ago when we said, you know what, kids are the silent super spreaders, so we need to mask them to protect the teachers. Well, then now it is, never mind, because the teachers can be vaccinated, now we have to mask the children to protect the children, despite the fact that the data shows that children are actually doing great. So yes, going forward with schools, first of all, big win when it came to the teachers unions by the CDC coming out and saying no matter what, kids need to be in person, because that was one thing they were still even hedging on, saying we may not go full time in person. But even Randy Weingarten, one of the union leaders, just tweeted out yesterday, or had a quote in I don't know which article, but she said, it's a great thing. Kids are going to be masked for the schools that are able to be open. It's like, time out. She's already hinting that some schools may not open. And that is where you're going to see that politicization rear its ugly head, because there's nothing saying children shouldn't be back in person full time.
That's evil and selfish, Dr. Nicole. I will posit that opinion on my own.
I agree with you. All right, Nicole, we'll see you August 12th in Brooklyn. Break out the glove. I know you took it out to the Yankee game a couple of months ago with your husband and kids, but now it's time for you to catch the baseball. You ready to go?
I mean, I would love to, except I'm out of town. But, you know, I'm always there to cheer on my girl Dolores in person and from afar.
All right, fair enough. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for this great conversation today. And as always, you're so great on this show. We love having you, and continued success at the hospital, on television, with all your books. You're the absolute best, Nicole. Thank you.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
Take care, sweetheart. There's Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Now, folks, every day this week, the Peerless Boilers Beat Bernie contest will feature Bernie pitted against a Red Apple Media employee. He beat Frank Morano. Frank is not over this. Frank is a mess. I swear he's a mess. He beat him 4-3 on Monday. Then he beat this girl, Nicole,
an attorney for Red Apple. But Frank, we'll give you a rematch. Frank had a bad day. It's just the way the chips fell. I could have gotten a question that I didn't know. He just happened to get a question he didn't know. So don't take it too hard, Frank.
He's taking it very, very hard.
Please don't.
Bro.
He's a very smart guy.
He's a very smart guy.
He may very well beat me next time around. I'll give him a rematch.
He wants to do it on Friday, but I think that's too early. I don't want to see him suffer a little longer.
Let's build up the suspense.
You know what I'm saying?
Give some other people a chance.
Right. Yeah. Well, today's contestant, Bernie, is going to be Marissa Dunderdale, another attorney, an associate attorney for the Red Apple Group. So the attorneys are coming at
you. They're heavy hitters.
Listeners still have the chance to win, of course, a $100 gift card and a Barry House coffee mug by being caller number 7. When we give you the cue to call, it's Bernie versus Marissa in a badass death match right here coming up at 9:40 only on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Stay connected 24/7. Join the conversation. Like 77 WABC on Facebook.
Hi, this is Dick Morris here. You know, one of the things that's going to unfold in the next year is inflation. You can't look at the level of $6 trillion of money printing that Biden is doing without understanding that's going to cause massive inflation. It already has. Last year, your retirement savings went down by 12% if they're in dollars, because the dollar lost 12% of its value. This year, it'll probably lose 15% or 20%. So if you think you have $100,000 in the bank, think again. You had $88,000 at the end of the year. You're going to be down to about $65,000 at the end of this year. How do you keep your money safe? Gold and silver. They are historically the only way to fight inflation. Some people say cryptocurrencies, but you see how volatile those are. They can crash. And foreign currencies are just as unreliable. So call the Patriot Gold Group. They are the place you can go to protect your savings. 800-356-4470. That's 800-356-4470. 800-356-4470.
Kids, KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
All righty, folks. You've been hearing me talk about my friend and attorney for the 9/11 community, Michael Barish. His firm, Barish & McGarry, knows better than anyone that 9/11 did not end on 9/11. Their office was blocks from the towers, and for the last 20 years, they made it their mission to fight for anyone who was impacted by those attacks. I'm talking about first responders and non-responders alike. They even helped successfully lobby Congress to fully fund and extend the deadlines for the $10 billion compensation fund. 20 years later, I still can't believe there have been 68, folks, listen to this, 68 cancers linked to the toxins we were repeatedly told were safe to breathe. Things like skin, prostate, breast, and lung cancer, just a few that are presumed to be linked to the toxins. That means if you're someone who worked, lived, or went to school below Canal Street in the months after 9/11 and were diagnosed with a cancer or respiratory issue, you are probably entitled to compensation and a lifetime of free health care. If you qualify, that means you're covered for the rest of your life, no matter your family history. Don't wait. Call my friends today at Barish & McGarry. Here's a stat for you. Only 7% of non-responders have registered for the fund so far. What is the other 93% doing? Come on, folks. Let's get those numbers up and make sure everyone who continues to be impacted by 9/11 gets the compensation and health care they deserve. Protect yourself even if you're currently healthy enough to be sick, folks. The next deadline is fast approaching. It's about a week away. You're running out of time. Make sure you contact Barish and McGarry. They want you to know they've helped over 20,000 clients recover more than $3 billion. Folks, that's B, billion. Find them today at 911victimfund.com. That's 911victimfund.com. And tell them, of course, Sid sent you.
Stay entertained and informed now with Bernie and Sid in the Morning.
Folks, got a lot more to do today. Once again, thanks to Dolores Catania, Dr. Nicole Sapphire, still to come. Red Carpet Rendezvous host Lauren Conlon. She'll be here at 9:25. Lydia reports. She's always great, coming up at 8:25. And, of course, your chance at $100 with Pete Morgan and Peerless Boilers Beat Bernie. That comes your way at 9:40. Been a great show so far. Going to continue to be great. It's the Wednesday edition of Bernie and Sid in the Morning, only right here on Talk Radio 77.